Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Final time we get to introduce them to you with their current titles, because as of the weekend, gone. Miss Wagga Wagga Sarah Naven and our community princess Jess Smith.
Wow.
Sorry, Jess with one S, Smith. Last time I get to do that.
Good morning.
Morning, girls. How are you?
So, you know, final week of your reign.
I know.
This time crazy. Next week, you'll just be plebs.
Yep. And so people love to remind us.
Yeah. People are still already introducing me as a former Miss Wagga.
Former Miss Wagga.
No. It's better than the old Miss Wagga. It's like, oh.
How was the last 12 months?
Incredible. It's been the most incredible journey, and we've learned so much and done so many things that we would have never done before. So, we've loved it.
So for both of you, and you take your turn in answering this question. Sarah, firstly, the highlight of the year?
Oh, it would have to be Leavenworth going over and representing Wagga. I mean, I just was beaming with pride to talk about Wagga everywhere we went and teach our Leavenworth sisters and brothers about us. And I think that was just something quite unusual that you wouldn't normally get a chance to do, you know, to host it in that way.
Yeah. What did they learn from you about Wagga?
Oh, goodness, everything. Jess would talk about all the sport things, and then I'd take over and talk about all the art things, and we'd talk about Kapuka and the army base and people and our programs. Yeah.
And what did you find out about them?
Oh, well, they have Fort Leavenworth, which you've probably heard of, which is incredible. That's a city in itself, which has about 1,500 people who live on base.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that your alarm to get up?
Every time.
Is that your alarm to get up?
How many times have we done that?
Oh, my God.
That's the egg timer.
Every time.
Did you teach them how to get into the Vic before lockout?
Vic was mentioned.
There's a few stories we told our host families that were just for them.
Right, okay.
and just for you?
Leavenworth and everything that Sarah said, but Takes Two as well was fantastic. So I loved everything to do with that. So it was great. And then Merrill Receptions are pretty great too. So, free
terrific.
Food.
we should warn the girls who are in the current Miss Wagga Wagga judging process and the crowning on the weekend. Whoever wins, you'll be the first phone call you'll get will probably be from my wife
It's demanding. And see, that's the thing. The girls think, I'd love to be Miss Wagga. Do you realise the strength the position holds? Straight away, you're going to be inundated with phone calls saying you must be doing this, you must do that, you must be part of Wagga Takes Two.
Don't warn them. They still have time to run.
So for the final few days, what are you up to for the final few days?
I've got a few more Community Princess grants to give out, so I'll be doing that. But otherwise, it's just prepping for the weekend, I guess.
Getting
our nails done. See how Sarah gets talking to the entrance supporting me. I'm getting my nails done, doing my dress fittings.
Do you have to get the gowns? Do you have to get those dry cleaned and
dry cleaned?
capes.
The capes, yeah. It's the capes. Capes. Batman wears a cape. Superman wears a cape. You guys wear gowns.
We've never called them that.
Prefer capes.
I feel like a superhero.
So what's your role on Saturday with the crowning? What do you obviously you'll both speak, I would imagine.
So we both do sort of an exit speech about our year and do the official decrowning, handing over. And then at the dinner we'll be doing a speech about our time in Leavenworth and showing a bit of a video.
Well, look, and we say this every year, and Leighton and I in our time here have seen lots of girls that have gone through the process, and obviously we've dealt with quite a few Miss Wagga Waggas and Community Princesses, and we say this each and every time. We see the girls at the start, and then we see them at the end, and for those that are fortunate enough to win, we also see how they carry themselves for that 12 months. And can I just say to the both of you, absolutely sensational ambassadors for our city. So congratulations on a terrific 12 months. You can look back on that and be very, very proud of your achievements, I think, girls.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Now, so stay in touch, though.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Do you guys take on a mentoring role for the new Miss Wagga Community Princess, or what happens?
I don't think in an official capacity, but yeah, we're always there to talk to, and that's very much what we'll be saying to the girls on Friday night when we have dinner with them, and saying, you know, yeah, get in touch with us. We've just done it for 12 months, so any questions you have, let us know. But they'll, like, each and every one of them will be a great ambassador for the city, so they'll be fine. They'll ease into it. So,
and how hard will it be to hand over the scepter, the crown on Saturday?
Mine looks like a bedpost. So. I don't really know. But
hand over the bedpost.
I'll just take it off the end of my bed. Sarah's has a bit of bling on it, so I don't know.
Bling.
The crown will be hard. The crown will be...
Yeah. It's been a bit... We've counted more than 100 events which we've been involved in, so it's been quite a year, and we're keen to see, you know, each year the girls take on the role as their own, you know, do things that they're passionate about in the community, and we're keen to see what they make of it.
Good stuff. Well, once again, ladies, congratulations on 12 sensational months. As I say, you should be very proud of your achievements in your roles. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Our reigning Miss Wagga Wagga, Sarah Naven, and our reigning community princess, Jess with one S Smith, joining us this morning. Well done, girls. Enjoy your last couple of days.
Thank you.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.